We're holding here, this is, we're holding at the Nine Mitzvahs of the Antoivim in the middle, and we're holding by Sefer Chinuch on page 694, the Tam for Mitzvahs Nechilas Lulav. Seems a little bit of a strange mitzvah, take stuff, wave it around, what are we doing, and so on. Mishosha Mitzvahs, the Chinuch says, Akdoma, Korkasavtecho b'ni kama pomim b'mashe kodam, she'odom nifal kifi pula yisof she'aset tomit. A person is impressed by different activities you do. In other words, on the one hand, activities are nominally a function of what you think, understand, feel, but it's the other way around also. And his thoughts, feelings are usually drawn after what he's doing. Who wanted to change us, elevate us, etc. He gave us many mitzvahs that have an effect on us. One of them, for instance, mitzvahs atfil. So we put tefillin on the heart and the mind, which are our two most important focal points. By doing all this, you're able to focus all of your activities to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's a reminder that all day long a person should do the things that are right and so on. Now he goes to Lulav. Lulav, with the three other kinds, with the Esrik, Adas, and Ravis, are of this type of mitzvah where the act that you do has an effect on you. The fi, sheyimei achag, yimei simcha gdol Yisrael. Sukkot is a big simcha gdol Yisrael. Why? Ki hu eis asifa satvuos v'peres ilum b'avayis. It's when you've gathered in all of the harvest. There's a certain sense of you've worked, and you finally take ownership of your goods. It's like a person finished working, he has a check and deposits the check in the bank. That deposit the check in the bank is bringing in the tour. That's when people are very happy. That's why it's called Chag Ha'asif. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael to make a yantav. Why? L'zakoysom liyois ikas simcha l'shmoy. So we can channel that simcha. So a person, the simcha of having acquired, accomplished, seen fruits of your labor is a real simcha. In the time it's Chag Ha'asif, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to associate ruchnis with it. U'biyois ha-simcha ma'shechas ha-choy me'harvei u'mashkas me'yazikim me'sahid. Being that when a person is happy and in a good mood, you tend to forget about important things. Sivonu Hashem lakachas ben yadenu dvarim askir maisonu v'al simchas lebeinu shmeilach v'edek. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to take things, to hold things, that keep reminding us that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ayom retzoni liyos hamas gimin ha-mesameach k'mo she'eshe simcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted we should take something that has in itself that simcha, that or expresses the right word for it. So these four minim are minim that are mesameach. They represent color, fragrance, taste, which are basically the elements that can please us. So we sort of take a sampling of the stuff that makes us feel good and happy, and we bring it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, it's taking the simcha we feel and focusing on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They say something very similar in a different way about Yaakov Avinu, that when he saw Yosef, the simcha that overwhelmed him and all the feelings, he channeled towards saying Krishna. It says that when he saw Yosef, he was saying Krishna. So they say it's not just a coincidence. He happened to come in at the early morning. Yaakov Avinu channeled his feelings of Yosef towards Kriyashma. The Ode, Yesh Babi Minim Elo In Echot, Shehim Doma Levar Shavani Kar. Chazal also tell us that they're all similar to most prominent organs of a person. The Esrog is like a heart. The Lulav is like the spine. The Hadas is like the eyes. And the Arava is like the lips. So all of them together, it's we're expressing the idea that we're taking all the important nexuses in the body and focusing Kadosh Baruch Hu. So basically, the Chena says it's a way of taking all the different elements that are important to us, bring it together, and bring it to Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'tam she'enoig b'medina yamechot. And so, by the way, the act of taking it is sort of moving it the way we do the nanuim, means we're bringing it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're taking the simcha as we're holding it, so to speak. We've gathered simcha in our hands, and we're moving it towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why is it only one day out of the Beis HaMikdash? Because the main simcha is on the first day, and things wane as they go on. So in the Beis HaMikdash, which lifnei Hashem, it's always. In other places, it kind of slows down. So why don't we do an Shmini Atzeres has a very big simcha? There's something there about Shmini Atzeres which is meant to be totally done with Kadosh Baruch Hu without means. And Chazal brings a medrash. It's like somebody who made a suda for many people, and then the last day he told his kids, stay another day, I really miss you. In other words, everything else is a simcha within certain boundaries, and one of the hallmarks of boundaries is that you need specific objects. And then Shmini Atzeres is a simcha without bounds. You don't need, on Pesach, you don't need it because you have matzah morer, and it's also not such a high point of simcha like Chag HaAsif. Chag HaShavuos also you don't need because you have matan Torah. It's only a matzah pshat. V'hemanti ki yesh alam kubolim soyus of it's a luluf as mina. So I've given you a reason on derech pshat. I assume or I know that the mekubolim have much deeper, more profound reasons. But the truth is, like all the appropriate arrangements of pshat and sod or pnimis, whatever you want to call it, is they're layered. Even the Kabbalah kinyanim are going to be deeper, more specific versions of this. But the main point is they represent a certain gathering of simcha in our hands and being miyachid in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay, the next parasha here deals with the klala of the, you know, of Noike B'Shem Hashem, the person that was Mekalel. So so it says in the pasuk, Ish Ish Ki Kalal Elokov, V'Nosa Chetoy. What is Elokov? Why don't you say Hashem? So the Ebenezer says, V'Yesh Oimrim, Ki Kalal Elokov V'Seser. It means he curses his God hidden. So, you know, doesn't do it, with Fahesia. Vanochem, Shemilas Elohim Shematoa. Elohim, he says, is a adjective rather than a proper noun. Vah Malochim Yikor Elohim B'chein Elohim. You call Malochim Elohim, you call the Yonim Elohim. In other words, basically, Elohim means the man in power, the strong one. So Elohim is not referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically. It's like we say the boss. But depending on the context, it might mean the yokel that I work for. It might mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'miyuchal ladas mayesh b'lev ha'mekalel. And we have, so when a person says like that name Elohim, we don't know what he means. He could say, I didn't mean that. I meant the Rav. If you describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name and if you describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name with the Yud Kei Vav Kei, Leis Arvim Shem Kul Levadi, so then it means only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it says in the Pasuk, V'noikiv Shem Shem, you know, it's like this. If somebody curses his God, V'nasel Chetoy, then if he says Elohim, we don't have any way of punishing him. It's his own problem, because he can always dance around and say, I meant this, I meant this. No, kiv, shem Hashem, emoisumas. He says, basically, what he's saying is, the noikiv shem Hashem is a hemshuch of somebody ish kikalo kav as chetoy. He didn't want to say kikalo yudkevavke because that would be bizayin. So it says, if you curse God, then it's going to be chetoy. The noikiv shem Hashem doesn't say the word mekalo. If he specifies God's name of all the names, that's when it gets nisa. The reason why the pasuk is around the belt is not for kavodik. To say it that way. Okay, the next one is, it says, V'ish ki yakakol nefesh adam mois yumas. So the Moreh Nevuchim here talks about the killing of a person for getting death. If you kill, and here it is. Som oynesh kol chet lezulosu b'chlal, she'asu v'ekumay she'asu b'shave. The general sense of the punishments are that you get whatever you did wrong, that happens to you. If you hurt someone, you get hurt. But if it's only money, then the person who has the money could and decide not to pursue it. You're always allowed to be more of your money. Omnam, ha-hoyrek levad, someone who kills, l'chayzik ha-tosei, because it's such a powerful Avera, a mekin le klal. You cannot let him off the hook. Look, man, a kofar, you don't take any money. The only forgiveness is killing a person. Now, he explains how would it be possible to be meichel the person that killed you. It's a little bit difficult to get the people to talk. It takes a lot of coaxing. He says, uvnezeh. Let's say he wounds somebody mortally, but the person can still speak, and he's in lucid. But Yoyme says, I've forgiven my murderer. We don't listen to him. And a nefesh for a nefesh, and we don't say, well, listen, I killed somebody who was a good-for-nothing criminal. I'm a wonderful big tzaddik, do wonderful things for people. How can you say a life for life? You know, how are we comparing? The answer is, there is no, I also want sort of Chavetz Chaim says, I think, fascinating insight. I don't know if Chaim says it, someone else says it. He says like this, you know, when we tell somebody to kill somebody, we're not allowed to, you know, to say a life. If we say you either kill you or you kill the other person, so we say the reason is my chaz is the dam of the doch sumet fei. Who's to say whose blood is redder? He said, so imagine telling Chavetz Chaim to kill a good for nothing nobody drunk, and the Chavetz Chaim is not allowed to kill me either because my chaz adam sumet fei. So that means, at some level, there's no way to determine whose life is more valuable. It's a incredible insight. And the same way, when if you injure somebody, if you amputated somebody's limb, they amputate your limb. Now, the halacha is not like that. The halacha is you pay, you do not do that. So he says, don't worry about the fact that halachically it's money, not kiakavana ata losi sibus a psukim, but sibus yivat talmud. I'm trying to make sense of the psukim. The im calls a yeshli b'mashama by a talmud das yishama panim b'panim. So, and we'll see a second Evan Ezra who says similar. So he says like this, the Rambam, and this is a point that actually is even brought down in Halacha, in Lamdas. The Torah, the disparity between what the Torah says to take a limb off, ayin tach ayin, and the Halacha, that you pay money, is to be understood in the following way. It's very, very glaring. You're not talking about some minor change. You're talking about a very, very different. It's as if the Torah says like this. In principle, you should be losing a limb. On a practical level, we cannot have that. The Gemara has a lot of different limudim, but they all boil down to the same point, that you'll never be able to have a similar type of punishment. So it's going to be a problem. So practically, we don't do that. But you need to understand that what you did merits getting you this and this type of punishment. Let's say, Ibn Ezra, who says this more or less? It says, V'ishki timum v'amisoi kashaskin yasoi. If you injure somebody, you're supposed to get back the same type of wound, the same type of physical damage. Ken yasoi. V'oma shimshin kain osisilehem. V'hagoyin hei virayas mishikol adas. The Goyen brings logical rayas why it can't mean literally. The first one might have injured him unwillingly, and he's injuring him willingly. And I might kill you. In other words, cutting off my hand didn't kill me. Cutting off your hand might kill you. Let's say somebody's missing part of his eyesight. In other words, after hitting the person has less time. How am I able to duplicate that? Al kein de rekabola emes ki pirush kol eile sheishal of koifer verola itzeinam leiftena. So the Gemara it's an understanding. The halacha lemaisa gives us an understanding. You should have had this, but we're going to do it through money. V'mtan oleinu imayam echayvel oni. So now I'm going to ask you the same problem. I mean, I'm a wealthy, he's a filthy millionaire. I'm a poor person. Take away $1,000 from me, I'm up the creek. You know, in other words, it's still up in the air. A limb and a wound. And so Ramanaza says, I don't need to find every single case should fit well. As long as, generally speaking, it's a sensible arrangement, that's a good enough territory. Okay, we'll hold here.